Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is Dr. J. Buzz von Ornsteiner, forensic psychologist from Copycat Killers, Real Channel's true crime program about real murders inspired by movies. Be sure to subscribe to our series on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Then go to Reels.com, that's R-E-E-L-Z.com, to find true crime TV series like this one on Reels Channel.
This program contains graphic violence. Viewer discretion is advised. When a mother is buried alive by her abusive fiancé.
To know that your oxygen is running out and every breath brings you closer to your last. It's got to be the most anguish type of death there is.
The movie Kill Bill becomes a harsh reality.
This is a shocking story. It has all the elements of a film by Tarantino. Love, betrayal, survival, and revenge.
Like Uma Thurman in the movie, Michelina Lewandowska falls in love with the wrong guy.
Like Beatrix in Kill Bill, Michelina wants to take her son and leave her violent husband. But neither Bill nor Marcin were going to let the women in their lives leave.
Come here.
And like the film, Michelina is tortured, beaten, and left for dead by her fiancé.
Michelina is tied up. Marcin verbally attacks her. All his hatred, all his bent-up rage is directed towards her.
But will the heroine get her revenge like in the movie Kill Bill?
You should never underestimate what a mother will do for the love of her baby.
It's straight out of the pages of Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill Volume 2 script. In a makeshift grave, 27-year-old Michelina Lewandowska is buried alive.
John Glatt, true crime author.
She was helpless. She must have been, you know, going in and out of consciousness, terrified.
Her hands and feet bound, her body broken. There is no light, no air, only a claustrophobic nightmare. Time ticks away as her oxygen slowly runs out. It's almost identical to the famous scene in Kill Bill Volume 2.
That compares to Volume 2 because we watch as Beatrix is confined in a casket underground and has to reflect and ultimately break out of the casket.
She's been tased. She's in a box. She doesn't know where she is.
But will Michelina Lewandowska be able to fight her way out to settle a score with the men who put her in the ground, like Uma Thurman does in Kill Bill Volume 2?
Michelina, like Beatrix in Kill Bill, they're both fighting for their lives, but they're both fighting to live and ultimately have their revenge.
Jamila Bey, crime journalist.
I can't imagine that there is much worse than being buried alive. But history tells us that in cases of great stress, sometimes the insurmountable, sometimes the impossible actually happens.
Michelina's story starts like most good Hollywood films, with girl meeting boy in a chance encounter.
Dr. J. Buzz von Ornsteiner, forensic psychologist.
Michelina really, truly was the quintessential girl next door.
Michelina was incredibly attractive. She was the typical blonde hair, blue-eyed girl who was slight in figure and very pretty.
Michelina has the leading lady looks. And when she sees 25-year-old Marcin Kasprach at a local coffee shop, she can't help but notice his chiseled movie star physique.
A random happening, he goes to a shop where Michelina's parents are the owners, and she happens to be there that day. And they took one look at each other, and it was on.
Immediately, the sparks fly. Their mutual attraction is undeniable.
It was kind of love at first sight, I think, and they really bonded very, very quickly.
They were just a force, and a good-looking force at that.
He liked her looks, he liked her personality, too. She was very warm. She made him feel good.
Marcin and Michelina decide to plan a date.
Marcin was someone that could not only provide for her, but would make her feel very safe and secure.
For her to find this Adonis of a man just bursting forth with muscle and manliness, it had to have really got her interested.
Marcin takes pride in his tough guy looks. He works out hard to achieve it.
Marcin wanted to be a bodybuilder, and so he spent his time in the gym training, working out. He wanted that look that would make everybody want him or want to be him.
He would buy all the magazines, and he had his favorite bodybuilders, and he was spending hours in there doing the weights and trying to get as big a body as he possibly could.
The only thing that can tear him away from the gym is Michelina.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Just weeks after their first meeting, the couple is inseparable.
They did many things together. In fact, they did everything together. They seem to be extremely compatible.
They used to go for walks together. They liked to travel. They also went to movies. She would cook him meals at night.
They are, you know, just the apple of each other's eye.
Michelina and Marcin's relationship seems destined for a happy Hollywood ending. But as any screenwriter knows, there has to be a conflict to make a story interesting.
Marcin started spending so much time with Michelina that he wasn't going to the gym as often as he did, and he got worried about that. Because he was very directed towards his goal of having the muscular body.
So he realizes he's going to have to supplement what he does in order to maintain and even attain the bigger, manlier look he's going for.
So Marcin begins to dabble in the dark side of bodybuilding.
Somebody turned him on to steroids, you know, and he started taking steroids because it meant he'd spend less time in the gym and get better results.
It seems like a simple solution to Marcin's problem.
And initially, he doesn't feel he's having any side effects. This is just a new experience, a rush, where he feels like a Superman. And he's starting to look like a Superman.
Marcin's steroid use pushes him to the next level.
His body got bigger. His body got stronger. He was able to work out harder, longer, and attain those physical goals. He had it in his head that these drugs were the key to the body and the life that he wanted.
Even as the two move in together, Marcin keeps his habit hidden from Michelina.
In his mind, everything was just fine. But he was still smart enough to know that Michelina wouldn't have had anything to do with drug abuse.
Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay.
So Marcin knew, keep it quiet, keep it hidden. And that's what he did.
Like Beatrix Kiddo in Kill Bill, her boyfriend Bill isn't exactly who he seems to be. Bill turns out to be a seasoned assassin and ultimately recruits her to do the same.
Marcin is like Bill. They're both deceptive individuals, being ruled by their own personal lust.
And like Bill, Marcin's secret comes at a deadly price.
The problem with steroid usage is it affects your brain, it affects your personality, it affects your mood.
Marcin was kind of a very quiet, softly spoken guy. When he started taking steroids, he started getting angry, and He was having a lot of friction in his mind because of the steroids. He began to become somebody else.
Despite his growing personality change, Michelina's love for Marcin only grows when she learns that she's expecting.
Michelina finds out that she's going to have Marcin's baby, and she's overjoyed. Marcin is happy with it, too, and pretty soon after proposes to her and gives her a gorgeous ring.
Will you marry me?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes.
And they're happy and they're in love. They're excited about this new family.
Michelina and Marcin had a new baby on the way. Everything looked perfect. But there were dark skies on the horizon.
Michelina has no idea Marcin's steroid use is slowly turning her fiancé into a monster.
Marcin was literally feeding the beast. The more steroids he took, the more he wanted to take. It wasn't enough. He was getting bigger and better looking and stronger, but he still wasn't where he thought he should be. So more drugs was going to fix that.
Just as David Carradine's character Bill does in the film, Marcin will turn against the woman he loves and ultimately try to put her in an early grave.
The tragedy here is that both Michelina and Beatrix fall for a two-faced villain.
Michelina Lewandowska is head over heels in love with her fiancé, Marcin. And the couple has just learned that a baby is on the way.
Marcin is happy that he's going to be a dad, even though they got engaged pretty quickly after it was learned they'd have this baby. The wedding hasn't happened. She's wearing the ring, but they haven't solidified and made it official.
In Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill saga, when Uma Thurman's character Beatrix Kiddo finds out she's pregnant with Bill's child, she decides to leave her assassin life behind. It's the event that sparks the main plot of the film.
Tyler Richardson, film critic.
When Beatrix realizes that she's pregnant, she fakes her own death and tries to begin a new life that's free of all that violence.
But when Bill finds out, he hunts Beatrix and her unborn child down, sending Beatrix on her campaign of revenge. For Michelina Lewandowska, she too sees her pregnancy as the start of a new life. And just as her film counterpart, she has no idea her baby's father has very different plans.
As Michelina goes into her pregnancy, Marcin becomes attracted to other women. He no longer feels the same thing about Michelina. Marcin just becomes fixated on these fit, beautiful women at the gym, and that's who he wants to be with. You know, he doesn't really want to go home to Michelina.
It's like a kid in a candy shop.
I'm doing it late, so
Won't
take me long.
Yeah. All he sees is beautiful women. Ripe for the picking. And there's no one that he feels he can't get.
Soon, Marcin acts on his sexual impulses.
Marcin managed to keep this quiet from everybody. Nobody had any idea that he was juicing. Nobody had any idea that he was cheating. They thought that this was just a devoted workout guy who loved the gym and did it naturally, even though that's not what was happening.
It's similar to the love triangle in Kill Bill between Beatrix, Bill, and Ellie Driver.
Elle Driver, played by Daryl Hannah, is jealous of the relationship that Beatrix and Bill have because Bill is infatuated with Beatrix and she will never be able to have his attention, not in the way that she would like.
In the midst of Marcin's drug use and infidelity, Michelina gives birth to a son. They name him Jacob.
At the time when a family should really be coming together most, a new baby, that's when Marcin is going and having affairs. He doesn't seem to be as attached to her, as involved with her. He's not the person that she fell in love with.
Unfortunately,
when you start using steroids, it does affect your emotional brain. And it does produce mania at times. And it does produce testosterone that causes aggressive behavior.
You said you were going to spot
that
me.
Results.
Seriously?
In counterproductive behavior.
Come on,
behaviors.
Man. That was right there.
Anger issues. Mood changes.
Despite their troubles, the couple stays together, but they never wed.
Can you eat your food? Eat your food? No.
Years later, when Jacob is a toddler, things go from bad to worse.
Doing. Michelina spends all the time with little Jacob, you know, taking care of him, but she's getting lonelier and lonelier.
That has got to be the most hurtful thing for a woman to go through, to know that she has promised herself and brought new life and started this family, and the person she started the family with can't even be bothered to put down the dumbbell and come and hold his own baby.
And when Marcine is home, his violent outbursts scare Michelina.
Come on, Jacob. You gotta eat your food. Jacob.
Marcine, due to his steroid use and disinterest in Michelina, are now accumulating into a deadly disaster.
Boy.
What's wrong with you? Who's the parent here? You or him? If you want him to eat, just tell him to eat.
It's nothing what she expected. It's becoming almost a cliche. Once they were so in love. And now it's like she's with a stranger.
Come on, give me the food. Come on, eat.
No.
Eat. Come on, eat.
No. You're scaring him. Stop it.
Now you want to blame me for your crappy parenting? How about you? You're a terrible mother, you're useless, and compared to the other girls I see at the gym, you got nothing.
If I am so awful and I am so lazy, why do you even want to marry me?
Maybe I don't.
Finally, Michelina decides she's had enough.
Or you will never see your son again.
Michelina says you're going to put this family first or we're not going to be a family.
This isn't over.
The two break up. Although it seems Michelina is giving Marcine exactly what he wants, he's enraged she's the one calling the shots.
There's nobody that he feels he doesn't have power over. This is a man who knows what he wants and believes he can get anything he wants.
While Marcine plots his next move, Michelina prepares to take their son and leave.
Michelina is starting to save money, she's looking at updating her passport, and she's looking for a way out to take Jacob with her. And I think Marcin is aware of that and becomes very paranoid that Michelina is going to take Jacob away from him.
In the movie Kill Bill, Uma Thurman's character Beatrix goes through a similar situation.
Like Beatrix, Michelina wants to take her son and leave her violent husband. But neither Bill nor Marcine were going to let the women in their lives leave.
Marcine knows he has to act quickly to stop her if he wants to ever see his baby again.
Slam.
Did you hear that, Jacob?
Marcine has his own plans to keep Jacob. He wants his mother to take care of Jacob, and he wants Michelina out of the picture.
So Marcine forms a plan.
One day, Marcine returns.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
And he shows a great deal of interest. And he wants to reconcile.
I am so sorry. I'm back. I promise I will never hurt you again. I want to be there for you and Jacob. Bought something.
Marcine tells Michelina that he wants to take her shopping and buy her a gift.
He makes this what she thinks to be last ditch effort to get it all back and to save this relationship and to do right by her and this baby. Michelina wants to hear this. She wants to believe it.
Michelina thinks this may be a change in Marcin, and she decides to give him another chance.
But this change of heart is all just part of Marcin's sinister plot.
Marcin has no intention, yet again, of doing anything he promised to Michelina. He's not taking her shopping. He's taking her out.
It's Dr. J. Buzz von Ornsteiner. If you like hearing how Kill Bill inspired a grisly murder in real life, then check out Real's channel's forensic mystery series, Autopsy. The program unravels cases like what really killed music legends like Tom Petty, David Bowie, and Jimi Hendrix. And if you miss them, there are lots more coming up and available on demand. Look for Reels on your TV at Reels.com. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com. Then check the top of the screen to find Reels in your area.
Michelina Lewandowska and her fiancé Marcin's troubled relationship seems to be on the mend after the couple almost called it quits.
Every relationship has its problems. Nothing is perfect. No matter if the person is the love of your life, there's still going to be conflicts. That's the fundamental part of any relationship, is there's going to be conflicts. It's how you solve those conflicts through good negotiation and hopefully through love.
But like in the movie Kill Bill, Michelina's relationship is set to expire.
When Bill found out that Beatrix was leaving, he went after her and attempted to kill her. Neither Bill nor Marcin were willing to let the women in their lives leave.
Marcin decides that he's got to get rid of Michelina, because he knows that she's not going to just hand over her child to his mother.
But before he does, Marcin wants to have a little sick fun with her first.
He takes time off work one day, and he suddenly invites Michelina to go out shopping. He's changed. He's all smiles. He says, "I want to treat you to a present."
Michelina is hopeful that things will be different. She doesn't want her baby to be raised without a father.
Michelina is still living in a dream world. She has no idea that Marcin has been unfaithful to her and is addicted to steroids.
She certainly has no idea what Marcin has in store for her.
While Michelina's getting ready to go out with Marcin, Marcin has set this deadly plot in action.
He takes their son to his mother. Then he calls a friend, Patrick Borish. Marcin lies to Patrick and says that Michelina is moving out and he needs help lifting her furniture. But it's all a scheme.
He thinks he's moving his friend's ex out. He has no idea that he's going to be moving more than boxes.
I don't think Patrick had any idea that that fateful day when Marcin asked him to come over and help Michelina move would change his life forever.
As Michelina gets ready, she begins to doubt Marcin's sudden change of heart.
While Michelina steps out momentarily because she's getting ready to go shopping, Marcin says to Patrick, "She's not going anywhere."
Hey, baby.
It's me. Can I come in?
Just give me a sec.
Patrick's here. He wants to see you.
Just a sec.
Michelina, let me in.
No, Marcin.
But before she can react, Marcin attacks. The same is true in Kill Bill when Beatrix prepares a surprise attack on one of the members of the Deadly Viper Squad. He surprises her back.
We see Bud, who's played by Michael Madsen, capture her by shooting her with rock salt. And then he stabs her with a syringe and she's unable to move.
Marcin!
Come on!
No!
Michelina suffers a similar fate.
She's on the floor and she's struggling. She's still fighting him. And that's not enough.
Get off of me! Get off of me!
Come on!
Marcin attacks Michelina with a 300,000 volt taser.
Patrick is just standing on the sidelines, dumbfounded. This is shocking and horrific to everyone but Marcin.
Get some tape! Now!
Still, he does whatever Marcin tells him.
Patrick is just going along with it. It's like he's in a dream. Marcin's telling him what to do. And he's too weak to actually go against Marcin. He's probably scared of him, too, at this point.
She dead? No. Help me tape her up.
Marcin now has complete control of his fiancée, and his night of torture is just getting started.
You brought this on yourself. You made me do this.
Patrick, please, please help me, Patrick.
This will shut you up.
For hours, Marcin taunts Michelina as she teeters in and out of consciousness.
You're an awful mother. You never deserved Jacob.
While Michelina is tied up, Marcin verbally attacks her. All his hatred, all his bent-up rage is directed towards her.
You love me now?
Has become
that
everything that's wrong in his life. Michelina was tied up, threatened, verbally abused, and not knowing what was going to happen to her. All she knew is that her hands, her life, her existence was being directed by a monster. A monster who was the father of her child.
The confusing thing in this situation is Patrick never helps her. Patrick never says, hey, dude, what are you doing? I'm not here for this. Patrick never runs and gets help.
It's possible he was too scared to stand up to Marcin. Possibly too scared of getting beaten to death by this rage-fueled nut job who seemed that he would stop at nothing to gain his revenge over Michelina.
You deserve everything I'm going to do to you. All right, let's get all of our stuff on.
Whatever Patrick's reason, he helps Marcin rid the house of any evidence proving Michelina ever existed, dumping all her belongings behind the bushes outside. But nothing compares to what happens next.
Marcin decides he wants to take Michelina and bury her alive. And he gets Patrick to help him stuff her in a cardboard box.
In Kill Bill Volume 2, after Bud captures and taunts a beaten Beatrix, he decides to give her one final send-off, a Texas burial.
A Texas burial is where you put a living person in a coffin and you bury the person alive. And that's what he thinks is a fitting end to the mother of his baby.
To be actually faced with being buried alive has got to be what we as humans feel is our worst fear. That's what nightmares are made of.
The men smuggle Michelina into the trunk of Marcin's car and drive in search of the perfect place to bury her.
You know where you're going, right?
They drive around for a good while, and then it occurs to Marcine that, oh, hey, here's a golf course, and there's some loose dirt around, and this will be a perfect place. There's a lot of shrub and branches. Nobody will recognize if we disturb this ground. We're going to bury her here.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
It's a Tarantino-like nightmare playing out in real life. Marcine and Patrick decide to bury Michelina alive.
When Marcine buried Michelina alive, that compares to Volume 2 because we watch as Beatrix is confined in a casket underground. You can't get more similar than that.
Michelina is lying in the box. It's basically a coffin. She's terrified, you know. She's thinking she's going to die.
God forbid any of us ever go through what Michelina went through. How could you escape? How could you ever survive? And once dead, how could you ever be found?
Michelina will need a miracle to survive.
It's unfathomable how despicable a human being you have to be in order to try to murder the mother of your child.
In a twist straight from the movie Kill Bill, Michelina Lewandowska has been buried alive by her fiancé Marcine and his friend Patrick. Like Uma Thurman's character Beatrix Kiddo, Michelina has a small chance at surviving the attack.
Michelina can hear the soil being put over her, you know, over the coffin, and she's trapped alive. She's thinking she's gonna die.
To know that you are soon going to be dead, to have all of your faculties with you, to know that your oxygen is running out and every breath brings you closer to your last, it's got to be the most anguish type of death there is.
That's exactly the type of horrific death Marcine wants the mother of his child to suffer.
Marcine is being fueled not only by steroids, but being fueled by revenge. Their relationship had been over. But Marcine still wanted Michelina to pay for trying to get away from him.
All right.
The two villains shovel pounds of dirt over her grave and leave the scene. They plan to cash out her bank account while she rots in the earth. But, like a true Tarantino twist, inside the box, Michelina isn't going down without a fight.
For some lucky, lucky reason, Michelina has survived all of this. She's got tape on her mouth. She still can breathe. She's thinking of her baby through the whole thing. She's trying to survive, and she is absolutely surviving through all of this.
Although terrified, Michelina forces herself to calm down.
Michelina in this box is exhausted. She's physically sore, and she's focused. It's that focus that saves her.
In Kill Bill, Beatrix is buried with a flashlight, which helps her get a knife she has hidden in her boot.
Thank God!
With Michelina, she doesn't have a flashlight, but she has her diamond engagement ring that Marcine had given her. And she uses it to cut the tape that's been wrapped around her ankles and wrists. The irony of using your engagement ring that was given to you by the man who wants you dead I believe Tarantino would be impressed.
In Tarantino's version, Beatrix uses her hand to punch a hole in her wooden coffin. Michelina uses her ring.
She carves and carves and carves at the box and realizes that she's making headway. She's determined that she's got movement, she's got life, she's got hope, and she's using that to get back to her little boy.
There's no stunt double in the makeshift box, just a woman's will to live. After committing the crime, Marcin and Patrick empty Michelina's bank account.
After burying Michelina, Marcin and Patrick then go off to celebrate. They're elated. And they take her credit card and go to a bank exchange and retrieve her money, the money that she had saved, the money that she had hoped to use to help her escape from her oppressor. When we look at the mind of Marcin, he thinks he's invincible. He thinks he's won. He truly thinks he's the king of the castle.
After all, who survives being buried alive? That only happens in the movies.
With everything in her, she takes a breath and pushes against the earth she feels moving. But she's got to survive. She's the only mother her baby has, and she is not going to be separated from him.
Michelina Lewandowska has been beaten, bound, and buried alive by her fiancé, Marcin Kasprach, and his friend, Patrick Borish. But she refuses to die.
She was able to use her engagement ring that he had given her to claw her way out. Michelina's fear is that her child will be raised by Marcin. And that's enough to push her to stay alive.
She doesn't care. She throws her shoulder against where the earth is falling. And she manages to make a hole and get her head up out of that hole, and she can breathe.
Michelina is free.
And the love of a mother, a love for that child, a need to be with that child, allowed her to transcend all of the obstacles and surmount them and get back to her child.
And now, just like Beatrix in Kill Bill, she's looking to find the men that did this to her and make them pay.
In comparing the two women, Beatrix and Michelina, they are both survivors and they are both incredibly strong.
Meanwhile, Marcin thinks he's gotten away with the perfect murder.
Marcin's actions are about as low as you can get. Here's the mother of his child who just wants to get away. She doesn't want anything else from him, but he won't have it. All he thinks about is having control over his child, regardless of the fact that he'd be killing his child's mother.
Little do they know, their celebration is premature.
In Kill Bill, Beatrix's assassins, nobody believed that she would survive. And Marcin and Patrick truly felt that Michelina was dead. They're very similar in terms of the absolute assumptions that individuals make. As Michelina climbed out of her cardboard box, through the dirt, twigs, and leaves, there's a new woman there. She's nobody's fool now. She's out for revenge.
When Beatrix escapes her coffin in cool cinematic style, she walks to a local cafe to order a glass of water. Michelina, however, focuses only on one thing.
Just like Beatrix, Michelina is a fighter to be reckoned with. She's not looking for water. She's looking to get reconciled with her child.
She manages to get to a nearby road, and she sees a car coming. She throws herself out in front of that car.
Please, I need help, please.
And then she tells that driver,
please, I need help. Thank you.
This unbelievable tale of being buried alive.
In the movies, this would be the scene where the action star single-handedly brings down the bad guys. Just as Beatrix does to all the assassins of the Deadly Viper Squad and ultimately Bill. But in real life, Michelina tells the driver to take her straight to the police. Marcine is arrested and charged with the attempted murder of his fiancée, Michelina Lewandowska.
Michelina really has the last bittersweet laugh here. She got back to her baby. And that's what she wanted. That's her goal. Her primary objective was obtained.
In court, Marcine testifies it was all just a big misunderstanding.
Marcine claimed he was only trying to scare Michelina. He was actually going to go back and dig her out of the grave he put her into.
For his crime, Marcine receives 20 years in prison.
Ultimately, between the crime scene back at the woods, Michelina's testimony in court, and security footage of Marcine taking money from her account, Marcine is sentenced.
Marcine is now suffering in a grave of his own doing.
There's something ironic about Marcine burying Michelina in a box to rot, but now he's alive, rotting in prison in a small cell above ground.
Patrick Borish is charged with kidnapping for his role in the crime.
Patrick did not get a very harsh sentence, considering he was assisting Marcine in murder. But we got to remember, he may not have known what he was getting himself into.
When all is said and done, Michelina beat all the odds to survive and take back her life. Like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill, Michelina gets a second shot at life.
At the very end of Kill Bill Volume 2, Beatrix learns that her baby actually survived.
Her daughter has been living with Bill after he tried to murder her. And when she finally kills Bill, the two ride off into the sunset. These two mothers have gone to hell and back for the love of their children.
And they both get to live with their child happily ever after, which rarely happens, especially in a Tarantino film.
Both women prevailed and prove that revenge is sweet.
It figures large in both of these stories. Murder, revenge, a mom hell-bent on overcoming anything you put in her way to get back to her baby at the end.
If you enjoyed this episode of Copycat Killers, don't forget to subscribe at Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. Then go to Reels.com. That's Reelz.com for clips, extras, and more from the TV version of the series, including chilling reenactments and crime scene photos you'll only find on Reels channel. Find Reels on your TV at Reels.com. I'm Dr. J. Buzz von Ornsteiner.